This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, everybody. This is Megan Barth, and that means it's Tuesday, and I have this mic for the next hour. Wayne will come back to his show at the 4 o'clock hour and take it from there. But for the next hour, I'm a capitalist. I wouldn't consider myself an evangelist, but I'm definitely a conservative. And I shoot straight just like Wayne Allyn Root. So we're going to break down some of the news of the day. And it's only Tuesday, and a lot has happened. I just ran into the studio, sat down. I'm still catching my breath. We had some rain in the valley today. So if you're in Vegas and listening, make sure you keep the distance between yourself and the next car, drive slow, and be safe out there. But it's not safe when I'm behind this mic, because I'm going to tell you like it is and say it like it is. Yesterday, as I was watching the horror of the fire, the blaze, the inferno that nearly destroyed Notre Dame, the first thing that came to my mind was, is it terror? It wouldn't be uncommon, especially in France. Because when we look back over the last year, in 2018, 875 Catholic churches in France were vandalized by radical secularists and Muslims. But God forbid, if we're on the Neil Cavuto show yesterday, or if we're on with Shepard Smith yesterday, and we propose that perhaps it might be arson, we can't talk about it. We're not going to jump to those conclusions. Hey, look, I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I'm just looking at history, specifically the most recent history in the past year, where Catholic churches have been targets of radical fundamentalists, whether they be Islamists or secularists. I think it's a fair question to ask. And I think that we should be asking that question. But if you're Reuters, your headline today is no signs of arson. Nope, absolutely not. Do you know that people were tweeting out from France while the fire was ablaze that it definitely was an arson? And I'm wondering how you know. The investigation hasn't even begun. The fire's still burning. No one can access the scene of the potential crime. But the public prosecutor today, under a Reuters headline, no sign of arson, first words, in Notre Dame blaze as nation grieves for symbol. Symbol. Public prosecutor says no signs of arson. Billionaires, companies pledge donations for rebuild. The fire that tore through Notre Dame Cathedral was probably caused by accident. Why are they so quick to rush to that judgment if we are forbidden to rush to simply ask the question of whether or not it was arson? Don't rush to judgment, but the fire that tore through Notre Dame Cathedral was probably caused by accident, French prosecutors said on Tuesday, after firefighters doused the last flames in the ruins overnight and the nation grieved for the destruction of one of its symbols. More than 400 firemen were needed to tame the inferno that consumed the roof and collapsed the spire of the 8-centuries-old cathedral. They worked through the night to extinguish the fire some 14 hours after it began. 14 hours. Paris public prosecutor Remy Heitz said there was no obvious indication the fire was arson. 50 people were working on what would have been a long and complex investigation. Okay, so can we not jump to those conclusions yet until this long and complex investigation has finished? One firefighter was injured, but no one else was hurt in the blaze, which began after the building was closed to the public for that evening. Now, there's a lot of reports, and I normally don't like to jump on the bandwagon right away until, of course, we have all the facts presented to us. But one report says that there weren't any workers in the spire. There weren't any workers on location. As a matter of fact, the workers had left approximately a half an hour to an hour before the blaze began. But what's interesting is, you know, we are now a nation of surveillance, and I don't mean Obama's administration, but we'll get to that later. What I mean is that there are cameras everywhere. You can't go outside and not be on some camera, whether it's the Ring doorbell or whether it's been installed by your city or perhaps by the police department and they get a picture of your car going through the red light. Well, there is a video going around of a man walking around the balcony of the front of the cathedral. Now, I thought that there was no one in the cathedral. Now, what's interesting about this man, and the image is not that blurry, it's taken from a distance away, the video, but he's walking and you can kind of see his garb, his clothing. And it looks to me like it's Osama bin Laden. I'm like, Osama bin Laden has risen from his watery grave. So those are some questions. Who's the guy in the balcony who resembles Osama bin Laden? Same kind of, you know, Islamic garb that we find all over France. And I have to tell you that I had the fortunate opportunity to spend 12 days in Paris. And I had gone with a girlfriend of mine. And we were forbidden, or at least by the hotel and police that we had talked to, not to go into certain arrondissements. Now, this was, arrondissement is a neighborhood in France, so we couldn't go into certain neighborhoods. And I think it was the 14th, if I'm not mistaken, but there were a few of them. So there was kind of a red line that we couldn't cross if we rented one of the bikes on the streets and wanted to tour. And that's how we visited Notre Dame, was on the back of a bicycle and went over the bridge in one of the most lovely, fantastic, magnificent places of worship. It's not just a symbol. It's a place of worship. Which brings me to my next point. I was also in D.C. not too long ago. And I'm out walking around DuPont Square. And surrounding DuPont Square are a lot of cathedrals and a lot of churches in and around the area I was staying. So as I was walking through the community, I noticed cathedrals, architecturally magnificent, with a huge Black Lives Matter banner hanging from the bell tower. The Black Lives Matter banner was nearly as large as the steeple or bell tower itself. And so you see this fundamentalism taking over religions and churches. And it's more than a symbol. You know, we are not only in an ideological war with the left or a cultural war of the left. We are actually at a war with radical Islam. And the less and less we talk about it, the more, the more violence will occur, because we're not talking about it. And we need to talk about it. Because one way they get away with violence, or one way they get away with anti-Semitism, or one way they get away with torching churches, is that we're not talking about it because they want to censor us. They don't want to associate terror with Islamic radicalism or fundamentalism. And so when I saw Notre Dame in flames, the first thing that came to my mind, and it's not because I'm Islamophobe. I'm not going to be a victim and stay silent. I'm going to talk about it, especially when 875 Catholic churches in France were vandalized in 2018. This comes from the Gateway Pundit. For over 850 years, Notre Dame survived the French Revolution, two world wars, terror threats, and pollution. The Nazis didn't even go after Notre Dame. But on Monday, the historic Notre Dame Cathedral was engulfed in flames and nearly destroyed. It is not clear how the fire at Notre Dame started. According to Reuters, it's definitely not arson. French officials have not said it was due to arson. But what is clear is that hundreds of French churches have come under attack in just the last year. Saint Sulpice in France caught fire less than a month ago. According to the UK Sun, 875 French churches were vandalized. Churches across France have been set on fire and poo smeared on walls at the country's Christian heritage is said to be under attack from militant secularism. Recent incidents have included a fire in Saint-Sulpice Church in Paris, human poo daubed on a wall in Notre Dame de Infax in Nîmes, I think it is, and an organ vandalized at Saint-Denis Basilica outside of Paris. Some politicians have claimed the country's Christian heritage is under threat from petty criminals encouraged by militant secularism. A further 129 churches have reported thefts from the premises. The Interior Ministry has said that 59 cemeteries were also vandalized. The churches were vandalized by radical leftists and Muslims. So, Notre Dame, if it is a world symbol, as Reuters calls it, and it is a symbol of faith and Christianity, and it is worldwide as far as it's recognized, but don't you think this would be the crown jewel of some militant secularist or militant Muslim or whatever militant radical they want to call it? This would be their Notre Dame. It gained worldwide attention, and now it's going to cost billions of dollars to try and restore. So Christianity is under attack. The left doesn't want to admit it. The rise of anti-Semitism has increased. The left doesn't want to admit it, or they want to blame the president, the one who actually put our embassy in Jerusalem, for the anti-Semitic attacks. Well, we're going to get back to another story. Did you hear? Pakistani migrant faces trial for smashing historic church holding tombs of French kings. Islamic State plan for a series of Paris-style massacres across Europe. As Notre Dame burns, European churches are vandalized. And how Minneapolis Somali community became the terrorist recruitment capital of the U.S. All that and more after this break. This is Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here in just about 45 minutes. Until then, kick back. Let's take a break together, and I'll be right back to blow up this mic after this break.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Cytogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. Proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, and I am a witness. I am Exhibit A. They took such good care of me. Thank you, Cytogenics. You made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I eat more than I've ever eaten, more times a day than I've ever eaten, and I work out less time than I've ever worked out, anywhere between 20 and 45 minutes a day instead of my old days. Used to be an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. So they freed up a lot of time in my life. And I just can't thank them enough, and I look great and feel great. And, man, I actually watch myself on Newsmax TV and go, wow, I look so much younger and so much thinner. And I'm working out less and eating more. If you're free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. And it's a free, no-obligation consultation. So what's your risk? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Register at Cytogenics.com or call 888-YOUNGER. Cytogenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com.
And that was Wayne Allen Root. This is Megan Barth. Wayne will join me at, about a half an hour, so he'll take over his show at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. But for the next hour or 45 minutes, you'll have me on this mic breaking down the news. And as we were going into break, I was talking about the rise in church desecration. Not only in France, 875 Catholic churches have been desecrated in just the last year. And according to this article, which is in Zero Hedge. It's authored by Raymond Ibrahim of the Gatestone Institute. As Notre Dame burns, European churches are vandalized, defecated on, and torched every day. Now, a piece within this article or paragraph caught my eye. In France, two churches are desecrated every day
on average. According to PI News, a German news site, 1,063 attacks on Christian churches or symbols, like crucifixes, icons, or statues, were registered in France in 2018. This represents a 17% increase compared to the previous year, when 878 attacks were registered, meaning that such attacks are only going from bad to worse. 10 Catholic churches across France are attacked in 1 week, writes Jack Posobiec on Twitter yesterday. And you go through the list, which we did before, and it says who is primarily behind these ongoing and increasing attacks on churches in Europe. The same German report offers a hint. Crosses are broken, altars smashed, Bibles set on fire, baptismal fonts overturned, and the church doors smeared with Islamic expressions like Allah Akbar. Another German report from November 11, 2017 noted that in the Alps in Bavaria alone, around 200 churches were attacked and many crosses broken. Police are currently dealing with church desecrations again and again. The perpetrators are often youthful rioters with a migration background. Elsewhere, they are described as young Islamists. I don't see the spike in mosques going across a variety of countries in Europe, do you? It just seems like the Christian churches or the Catholic churches are being targeted, or Christian symbols. Sometimes, sadly, in European regions with large Muslim populations, there seems to be a concomitant rise in attacks on churches and Christian symbols. Before Christmas 2016, in the North Rhine-Westphalia region of Germany, where more than a million Muslims reside, some 50 public Christian statues, including those of Jesus, were beheaded and crucifixes broken. This is diversity. Isn't diversity great? Isn't multiculturalism great? Let's go back to France, shall we, to show you how multiculturalism has really impacted that country. A 41-year-old Pakistani migrant will face trial after vandalizing St. Denis Basilica, the home of the tombs of many French kings, including Charles Martin, I believe it is. The Pakistani origin male, listen to this, who had arrived in France only 2 months ago, will stand trial next month, accused of causing serious damage to the main organ of the basilica, as well as smashing stained glass windows, an apparent attack that took place in March, the Le Parisien reports. While in court for his initial hearing, the Pakistani, who does not speak any French, so he's a great migrant. Well done, France. Welcome in the non-English-speaking, non-French-speaking migrants, just like we're doing here in America. Si se puede invade the border. When in court for his initial hearing, the Pakistani, of course, who does not speak French, says, I don't know how I am concerned with this case. I don't understand the judicial process. Well, why the hell did you move to France? To burn down a church? Well, we'll burn down this mic again after this break. This is Megan Barth going in for Wayne, and we'll be right back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after Notre Dame Cathedral was gutted by fire, French President Emmanuel Macron is committing to rebuilding the landmark within 5 years. Macron made his pledge in a televised address that was translated into English.
French people, men and women, and all you, also foreigners, those who love France and Paris, what I'm telling you is that I share your sorrow, and I also share your hope.
Bill Cosby's insurance company has settled another lawsuit filed by a female accuser a week before the imprisoned comedian was set to give a deposition in the case, prompting Cosby to call the insurer complicit in a scheme to destroy him. New York has passed a congestion tax charging motorists who drive in the downtown area in an effort to cut back on gridlock and pollution. Now Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philly, Boston, Seattle, and Portland are all considering similar fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Thank you.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Tampa Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold and silver precious metals dealer. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world, but right here in America, too. $22 trillion in debt. I love Trump. Great economy, great job, lots of jobs. He's fabulous, a miracle man, but great. Guess what? He hasn't cut spending one dime, and the deficit is spiraling out of control, the debt's spiraling out of control, just like it did under Reagan. Nobody's ever going to cut spending, ever. So if that's the case, there's going to be inflation. If that's the case, it's going to be a collapse one of these days of debt or the dollar. And you've got to have wealth insurance. And if you're going to have it, then you better buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount, and that's tangible. They want to prove to you after you deal with tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't even have to buy anything. If you qualify, you just get a $199 gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They want to convince you that once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they will show you how to protect your assets with what I call wealth insurance. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
And welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show. That was Wayne, and he'll join me in just about 15 minutes right after this next break, and we'll break down some more news. But you know what I love to do when I have the mic is I love to talk about things that we're not supposed to talk about, either by the mainstream media, they want to silence us, or by Shep Smith, or by Neil Cavuto. So, yes, we talked about arson. It's possible that Notre Dame was engulfed in flames by an arsonist, especially when we look at the history of all the vandalism. Ilhan Omar, the anti-Semite from Minneapolis, who represents the largest hotbed of terrorism in the United States, and yes, that would be her backyard of Minneapolis. You know that somebody did something that she said about 9/11? Some people did something about 9/11. Well, I guess something burned down over in France. Whether some people did it or not remains to be seen. But her tweet in response to Notre Dame was, "Art and architecture have a unique ability to help us connect across our differences and bring people together in important ways. Thinking of the people of Paris and praying for every first responder trying to save this wonder." Well, I wonder what a response would be if perhaps there was a fireball that ripped through Mecca. Would that be art and architecture have a unique ability to help us connect? Oh, really? I think her response would be much different. And the fact that we can't criticize, or we're not supposed to criticize, Ilhan Omar for her openly and outwardly anti-Semitic and terrorist sympathizer ways, her tweets, her ways, her actions, her words, all demonstrate a disdain for the Jewish people. Perhaps Christianity, art and architecture, some people did something, and also this country. Now, I don't know if you realize, but yes, Minneapolis is the hotbed of the terrorist recruitment. It's considered by the FBI the largest terrorist recruitment capital of the U.S. And so I ask you, why are we allowing terrorism to metastasize in Minneapolis? Now, what's interesting is that 45 Somalis, it's the largest Somali population in the country, left to join the ranks of either the Somalia-based Islamic insurgency, Al-Shabaab, or the Iraq-Syria-based ISIS. And as of 2018, a dozen more have been arrested with the intention of supporting ISIS. It's not only men. And it's also females, because a female was apprehended by authorities in Minnesota on charges of providing material support to Al-Qaeda and arson. Oh, arson. Arson. So what has made the area such a hotbed for such activity? The author of this article asks, and this is out of the, this is from Fox News. And what has been Rep. Ilhan Omar's record in addressing the issue, either before she was elected or since?
Well, what's the hotbed of such activity is Minneapolis is the largest Somali American population in the United States due to immigration. It's also very insular. Investigators told Fox News that early on, Al-Shabaab was recruiting almost exclusively through word of mouth in Minneapolis. But that change seemingly changed when ISIS came on the scene around 2014. Personal connections still played a part, but it became much more about digesting online recruitment videos and turning to alternative news sources, which played into violence being committed against Muslims around the world. And that's what you always hear from Ilhan Omar. We're victims. Some people did something and CARE was founded because our civil liberties were being taken away. Dozens of young men have been recruited from the Somali-majority Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis. That is Ilhan Omar's backyard. I wonder if they vote. I also wonder why she's sitting on the Foreign Intelligence Committee, but that's a whole discussion that Nancy Pelosi just doesn't want to have. She continues to support Ilhan Omar only because she's Muslim. That's all identity politics. If Ilhan Omar was white, she'd be kicked to the curb. For over a decade, Islamist terrorist groups have been able to recruit from Minnesota. This is in part because Minnesota has a large Muslim population compared to other parts of the U.S., a terrorism national security expert at the Heritage Foundation, Robin Simcox, said. However, it is also because there have been small segments of the Somali community that there have struggled to integrate into the U.S. Well, yeah, they don't have to integrate, because later in this article, they don't have to assimilate, they don't have to integrate, they can have their little Somalia in the backyard of Minneapolis. You can buy your clothes at a Somalia mall. You can buy insurance at a Somalia insurance adjuster. You can buy real estate at a Somali real estate adjuster, explained a U.S. official. It's pretty unique. Unique or, oh, I don't know, an American. Why do they have to have their own separate insurance adjuster? Separate real estate adjuster? What does that mean? Are they not following the same rules as, like, I don't know, an American adjuster, a Christian adjuster, a Black American? This makes absolutely no sense to me. Most of those alleged to have joined Al-Shabaab had completed high school, were either in college or working in an array of industries. One such person, reportedly Mahmoud Saeed Omar, left in 2008 and went on to facilitate the conduit for other Minnesota-based recruits. You know, we have a terrorist hotbed of activity in a seated congressman's district. And the left doesn't question that? Rep. Omar continues to play the victim, whether it's on Twitter. And she, even though she gained the fruits of all that America could give her, she continues to disgrace and disrespect this country. And so with open borders that the Democrats are screaming for and supporting, specifically through sanctuary cities, they now have been caught on the back of their heels, haven't they? Because Bill de Blasio doesn't want illegal aliens. Bill de Blasio basically said it's illegal. It's illegal for Donald Trump to dump the illegal aliens into New York, even though New York is a sanctuary city. And I believe New York State even might be a sanctuary state. I know for a fact California is, and Nancy Pelosi certainly doesn't want any more illegal aliens. So Bill de Blasio basically has joined the Trump train. He's jumped on the Trump train. He's saying America first. So this is from Gateway Pundit, I believe, Breitbart. De Blasio threatens to sue if Trump sends immigrants to sanctuary city, New York City. It's illegal. It is just plain illegal. We will meet them in court. We will beat them in court, de Blasio said. President Trump on yesterday had tweeted, those illegal immigrants who came here will no longer be held. Congress must fix the laws and loopholes. Will be subject to Homeland Security given to sanctuary cities and states. Due to the fact that Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, and we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. Now, Cher, I don't know if you heard this, Cher came out and said, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can we take care of more? Exactly. We are on track to get 1.2 million illegal aliens through our borders that have been caught, that can be only held for 20 days and then released on our streets. It's a great question, Cher. How are we supposed to take care of people who have no legal right to be here when we can't even take care of our own? When you look at California, 1 in 5 people live in poverty. That represents a double-digit spike in poverty in just a short 7 years. When you look north to San Francisco, you find poop on the streets, with poop maps being handed out by concierges at 5-star hotels. If you're staying at an overpriced hotel room in Union Square, probably running about $700 a night, instead of going up to the concierge and saying, hey, what's the best restaurant I can go in town? Oh, well, you know, it's down this way. But make sure you take this poop map so you don't slide on the feces on your way to a 5-star Michelin restaurant. Or 4-star. That is sanctuary cities, folks. Those are sanctuary cities. They increase poverty, they're crime-ridden, they're drug-ridden, and now they certainly don't want to have any more illegal aliens in their sanctuary cities. I guess all of us who don't live in sanctuary cities, some who choose not to live in sanctuary cities, are just going to have to pay the price. That's not going to happen. And I love that Democrats all of a sudden are on the Trump train. This is Megan Barrett filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be with us right after this break. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back. Megan, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking the load off the first 45 minutes or so.
I enjoy it. You know, we were talking about, the mainstream media is already jumping to conclusions that it's definitely not arson, but we can't even ask the question of whether or not the Notre Dame Cathedral was up in flames due to arson. So we were talking about that and how many, churches have been desecrated, 875 mm-hmm. in France, thousands throughout Europe. And then I got into the Minneapolis hotbed of terror breeding ground, which happens to
you mean
be
Ilhan Omar's
backyard, district.
Yeah.
And so, with these open border fanatics, we've already looks like we have open borders that have allowed a terrorist, basically hotbed in Minneapolis.
You mean a terrorist hotbed in the United States Congress? I think.
Absolutely that too. And she's still sitting on the Foreign Intelligence Committee.
I've got a new commentary coming out on Thursday, which I'll read to lead off the next segment. But it's all about Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I've titled it "The Democrat Insanity Caucus." I'm very proud of myself. I think that's a good name. That should stick. Mm-hmm. That should stick all over this country, the Insanity Caucus. And, of course, you got to add Rashida Tlaib to that caucus as well. So there's three of them that are completely insane, otherwise known as the Insanity Caucus or the Three Stooges. Could be one of those two. I was on the air yesterday when Notre Dame Cathedral was burning, and I said many times that, look, I don't know that it was a terror attack. I don't know it was arson. I don't know it was an Islamic terror attack. I don't know any of that. But what I do know is it sure seems like we should be asking that question. So I'm with you 100%. I've seen the French fall all over themselves today. They fell all over themselves when the Nazis invaded to say, I give up. And now they're falling all over themselves to say it's absolutely not arson. Well, I saw an article yesterday, and again, who knows what's right and what's not, but I did see an article at Gateway Pundit, which I usually trust, that said, didn't say it was an Islamic terror attack. What it said was, it's a fact, there was nobody working at the time the fire started. So if there was no one working, how can the French suddenly say they believe it was an accident based on the work going on there? There was no one working when it happened. And there have been so many churches desecrated and burned in France by Islamic terror factions, including the gal who was sentenced on Friday for 2 years ago being part of a conspiracy to attack the Cathedral de Notre Dame.
Right.
So it sure seems to me we should be asking that question, but Wainwright is not saying that I know it was, I think it was, nothing. I just think it's a good question to ask, and you're not a conspiracy theorist because you dare to ask a question. I think you're a conspiracy theorist if you demand to know the answer that Trump was involved in Russian collusion. Then you're a conspiracy theorist. But I don't think any of us should be shamed into not asking that question. You got to ask it.
Well, of course you do, especially when you see all of the destruction of churches across France. And wouldn't you think that if you held these anti-Catholic or anti-Christian biases, that you would choose Notre Dame as kind of the piece de resistance, right?
Like, one of the number one targets in the world.
Right.
Right. And so, and by the way, there's been massive Muslim and Islamic and ISIS commentary out there and buzz out there and chatter out there about how proud they are that it all happened. I don't believe they've taken credit for it, by the way, but they're very happy that God struck down, the symbol of Christianity. So who knows? Maybe it really was just an accident. I'm not going to presuppose, but I'll certainly keep asking the question.
Good.
Some other good topics out there. I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. And I left the Libertarian Party because I started to realize after a few years that it was a clown show and that nobody in it could ever get elected dog catcher in a closet with three people voting. And all of a sudden, who filled the vacuum? Gary Numbnuts Johnson in 2012, one of the biggest, not nice guy, by the way. I got to say nice guy. But as far as a candidate, my God, he's like a stoner running for president of the United States. And who ran with him? But, of course, William Weld, the former governor.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's where you know him from.
That's where I know him.
He's now challenging Trump because he's such a brilliant libertarian. Oh, you're good for a quarter of a quarter of a quarter of 1%, you fool. Oh, my God. William Weld is such a bad speaker that there's only two people that voted for president, William Weld and his mother. So, the idea that he thinks he could take on Donald Trump, just another egomaniac in politics who has no idea that Trump is only the most popular Republican in the history of the Republican Party, and William Weld is a nothing and a nobody. So good luck, William. And by the way, William, if I had chosen to remain in the party in 12, I would have been the presidential candidate, and I never would have picked you as my VP. So I just want to make sure you know that.
Well, William Weld and Gary Johnson, they were being their consultants who they had around them, especially on the stage in Vegas. I went and saw them both speak because I want to know about them.
Was that the Libertarian Convention?
I don't know what it was. They were doing something at the SLS Casino. They were having like a rally or something. And I don't know, there's maybe 100 people there, 200 people. They had Bush advisors and Bush flunkies all around them and speaking on stage. So maybe he's still getting some of the bad advice.
Yeah, those two are just definitely a very interesting crowd. That's all I could say. I go back to 2011 when I was thinking about running for the Libertarian presidential nomination, and most observers thought I would get the presidential nomination, and I dropped out because my fear was that I would help Romney lose to Barack Obama, and I couldn't stomach that. So I went back to the Republican Party, endorsed Mitt Romney on Fox News. But there was a Republican event in Las Vegas thrown by Chuck Mute, the conservative event that he throws every year, and I still remember that I, the Libertarian, after I was done speaking, got a massive standing ovation. And following me was Gary Johnson, who was at that time a Republican candidate for president, who gave the speech and people sat in their hands. You could have heard a pin drop. When it was over, there was like three people clapping mildly, and he was practically booed off the stage by silence. And it's just funny, because these guys just don't understand. They're not good.
If any Republican doesn't get 20,000 people into an arena, they're not going to beat Donald Trump.
Oh, well, no one can get 12 That's people right. into a phone booth. Exactly. So good luck. Donald Trump wins. William Weld, you have a very big ego. Megan Barr, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Love having you on.
Yep.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We come back. So much to talk about, including my new commentary, Trump versus the Democrat Insanity Caucus. We'll be right back. War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.